Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. So did you get flowers for Valentine's Day?
I did. I got 2 dozen roses.
Oh, that's nice.
They're beautiful.
You did okay.
Yeah, it was -8 out. I had to hop up early and head out the door, but I did it.
But he's been complaining about his taxes. What's that about?
Oh, God, Anna, it's so painful. I'm so happy that we finally hired a CPA to do our taxes because I just couldn't do it another year. It's miserable. We would use TurboTax. And it would be a 3-day blowout.
Like what? Oh, but why?
Because we have disagreements about what should go where and how and blah, blah, blah. And TurboTax asks you all these questions. They're like, we're going to make it easy on you. No, no, no. I want the old school. Let's go line by line. I put this number here. I put that number there. It's easy.
He just wants to do his taxes the way he wants to do them.
Oh.
And it's just painful. It's painful.
Does he want to be illegal? Because we'll air him out right now. We'll call him.
No, no. He doesn't want to be illegal. The man has more receipts than anybody I've ever met in my life. And even still, now that we hired somebody, watching him get all this stuff together is almost just as painful as doing it ourselves.
Oh.
Yeah, I asked her for help totaling some things up over the next couple days. And she's like, you had ample time. I can tell that she's flipping out about it already. And she's not even involved.
No, I am involved. I have to watch it happen. I mean, instead of, I save my receipts too. Like, say I got a receipt for something in March. You make a copy of it. You put it in a file. No, instead, he takes 12 months of bank statements and goes through every bank statement and highlights the purchase. Who does that?
You know what, Alicia? My husband, he's a finance guy, right? So he's all about Excel spreadsheets. This is my least favorite time of the year because he takes it one step further. He takes all those bank statements and then categorizes what was wasted, what I did incorrectly, and then gives me forms to show me this is how much you spent at Starbucks. This is how much your nails cost. This is why we're poor.
You know what? Yeah. I might get rid of the accountant and hire your husband to come over and just give me one of those cross analysis sheets of my wife.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fantastic. So that every time she gets mad at me over the taxes, I could just point to that sheet with a silent, disapproving look on my face.
Oh, it's sweet.
You actually are very lucky in the wife department. I've been carrying around one of his credit cards for 3 years, Anna. I made one purchase on it, and I asked him first.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Paul can't say the same. Right? Is he driving you crazy? Because tonight he's playing against the Harlem Globetrotters. He's been so nervous all week here.
Just praying to God he doesn't blow a knee out.
He's been here complaining that he's so afraid, he's so nervous, he's going to throw up. And then he was like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to go on the elliptical. So he's been saying he's been training all week. Is that true?
Training.
I've been training by working on the taxes. The tax paperwork is upstairs in the upstairs bedroom.
Right.
Right. So I go from the downstairs to the upstairs. Mm. I mean, that's a lot of running. It's a lot of stair work.
He is standing next to the elliptical because it's near the file cabinet.
Oh,
so also true.
So as an overall grade this week, what would you give him?
Well, after, you know, this morning and not running the dishwasher and having to deal with that. And by the way, the back door was unlocked. You're lucky I wasn't murdered.
Right.
Yeah, he's getting a C.
A C. You have fallen from your high B throne.
Yes, he has.
Well, sorry about the door.
I think when you accidentally leave somebody be murdered, it's not okay.
I left the garage door open yesterday for 3 hours. I didn't even realize it.
So, yeah, you deserve that C. You're not even contesting it this
week. That's how busy I am.
All right, all right. Alicia, we'll talk to you next week.